Our audio soaking passages are from the Upper Room, from John chapter 14, some verses from 15 and some verses from 16. I'm going to read them through and then I'm going to repeat with spaces for you to echo them. So John 14, starting at verse 10. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Jumping to verse 23, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. John 15, verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. John 16:7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. Now this is the echo version. Now this is the echo version for learning off by heart. John 14, verse 10. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. But the Father who dwells in me does his works. But the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else believe on account of the works themselves. Or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. And greater works than these will he do. And greater works than these will he do. Because I'm going to the Father. Because I'm going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. And I will give you the Father. Cut. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. And I will ask the Father to give you another helper to be with you forever. Cut. Verse 15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Because it neither sees him nor knows him. Because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.